In Pakistan, the Supreme Court has dealt another blow to President Pervez Musharraf. The court ruled that the country's former prime minister, Nawaz Sharif, can return.
Sharif has been in exile since 2000. Musharraf took power in a coup in 1999. Today, Sharif called the court's ruling a victory for democracy and a defeat for dictatorship. He and another former prime minister who is living in exile, Benazir Bhutto, want to challenge Musharraf in upcoming elections. Reporter Graham Usher is in Islamabad, and he joins us now. And first, Graham, can you explain to us what happened this morning? You were at the Supreme Court. What was the reaction there?
Well, the reaction was one of extreme jubilation by the supporters of Nawaz Sharif. Basically, what happened is that Nawaz Sharif petitioned the Supreme Court to allow him to return to Pakistan and contest the upcoming Pakistani parliamentary election. He had been exiled from the country since the year 2000, and the Pakistani government's case was that he could not return because there was an agreement in which he had promised that in exchange for dropping charges against him, he was charged in 1999 by Musharraf for treason, and Musharraf launched a coup against him. In exchange for dropping these charges, he would have to leave Pakistan and not engage in politics. So the government's case, the Supreme Court, was any return of Sharif would be a violation of that agreement. What the Supreme Court ruled today is that that agreement had no legal basis. And as such, the Pakistani government and President Musharraf had no power to prevent Nawaz Sharif returning to Pakistan, because this was a fundamental right of any Pakistani citizen.
Now that the court has ruled that, when is Sharif expected to return to Pakistan?
Well, it's not clear. His supporters, I was talking to his supporters today outside the Supreme Court, and they want him to return straight away. They want him to lead the opposition to Musharraf and to military rule in the country. There is now a coalition of six opposition parties, and his Pakistan Muslim League is the largest, and they are going to launch a campaign early next month. And they want Nawaz Sharif back in the country to launch that campaign, specifically by addressing a rally in Peshawar on the 6th of September. What Nawaz Sharif has said today is that he wants to return as soon as possible, but he wants to first consult with his party and almost certainly, I think, consult with his lawyers. What the Pakistani government have said, they have accepted the Supreme Court ruling, but they have said that the understanding that was reached with Nawaz Sharif is now void, and that cases, treason cases and other cases, will now be reinstated against him and he will be prosecuted in the court of law. So I think we're going to see a legal battle when and if Nawaz Sharif comes back. But I think he will return. When, however, it's very difficult to say just now.
Do you get the sense that the average Pakistani welcomes a return of Mr. Sharif and conceivably also of Benazir Bhutto? And what were the politics of the 1990s in Pakistan and not the very happy politics of the 1990s?
Yeah, no, I think that's true. I think most people look back at the prime minister periods of Nawaz Sharif and Benazir Bhutto with a lot of misgivings. Both governments were pretty awful. They left huge problems in their wake. They were widely seen to be corrupt. They created massive balance of payments deficits. And they were seen as squandering a lot of goodwill that was given them. But I think it was also the perception. They were never allowed to rule properly because of the dominance of the Pakistani army. I think that was particularly case so in the case of Benazir Bhutto. In terms of what the Pakistanis feel about Benazir Bhutto and Nawaz Sharif returning today, I think most of them, whatever their political persuasion, think they should return. Nawaz Sharif's party and Benazir Bhutto's party are the two largest political parties in Pakistan, incontestably. And so for these two leaders to be in exile means that something is seriously wrong in Pakistani politics. And even though they have a slightly jaundiced history, we also should remember that so does Musharraf.
Graham Usher, thank you very much for talking with us.
You're welcome.
That's Graham Usher, who is a freelance journalist in Islamabad, the capital of Pakistan.